All right, time for the starting lineups. We do not have the Lou's starting lineup. We'll do the best we can. I can tell you Bemidji State, though, for sure. Derek Thompson, a 6'8 junior from Cold Spring. Max Bjorklund, a 6'1 sophomore from Orono. Logan Bader, a 6'7 senior from Milltown, Wisconsin. Griffin Chase, 6'3 junior from Nevis. And Nick Wagner, a 6'4 junior from Galesville, Wisconsin. Thompson, Bjorklund, Bader, Chase, and Wagner for Bemidji State. Head coach Mike Boshi in his eighth season, assisted by Mike Eisman and Tim Wagner. Logan Rorschieb starting for Duluth, a 6'2 senior from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Trevor Entwistle, a 5'11 senior from Neenah, Wisconsin. Brandon Meyer, a 6'7 senior from Superior, Wisconsin. Drew Blair, a 6'5 redshirt freshman from Stevens Point. And the transfer that head coach Mike Boshi mentioned, Alex Ilikainen, a 6'9 senior transfer from the University of Wisconsin out of Grand Rapids, Minnesota. That's the starting five for Duluth. Rorschieb, Entwistle, Meyer, Blair, and Ilikainen. Justin Week in his second season here in Duluth, assisted by Casey Brueggemann, Carson Shanks, and Zach Schmid. Beavers in their green uniforms with white numbers and letters, black stripes across the shoulders, down the sides, and around the bottom of the shorts. Duluth in their white uniforms, gold numbers and letters, maroon trim, white, gold, maroon, 18 different colors down the side of the uniform. Beavers will move right to left in the first half. Derek Thompson steps in against Brandon Meyer for the opening tap. Ball is in the air. We are underway. Ball is controlled by Bemidji State. Griffin Chase with a basketball on the left wing. Man-to-man defense from Duluth to start us off. Bader top of the key. Passes left side to Bjorklund. Bjorklund to the baseline. Ball's knocked away and out of bounds by Meyer. Stays with the Beavers. 18 on the shot clock for Bemidji State. Just underway for the men's game. Nick Wagner to trigger it into the left of the Beavers basket. Floats it into Thompson. Thompson hands it off to Chase on the left wing. Chase to Wagner on the right side. 10 on the shot clock. Nick Wagner passes right corner to Bader. Top of the key, Chase. He'll pop a three-pointer. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Ilikainen for Duluth. He passes to Blair. Brings it across the timeline. Blair down the left side of the lane. He's cut off outside to Rorschieb. Rorschieb over to Entwistle. Entwistle between the circles for Duluth. Top of the key now to Meyer. Meyer hands off right side to Entwistle. Entwistle's cut off. Rorschieb top of the key, 10 to shoot. Rorschieb head fake, passes across to Meyer for a three. It is good. Brandon Meyer we're for three. And Duluth leads 3-0, 18-55, first half. Wagner on the right wing for Bemidji State with a basketball over to Bjorklund on the left side. Bjorklund top of the key to Bader left wing. Down on the left block to Chase. Chase top of the key, Bader. 10 on the shot clock. Pass inside's knocked away. Chase grabs it, shoots a three-pointer, and hits. Griffin Chase from the left corner. We're tied at 3, 18-30, first half. Entwistle on the left wing with a basketball for the Bulldogs. Pass is knocked away by Bjorklund. It's on the floor. And in the backcourt, Ilikainen chases it down for Duluth. He gets it to Rorschieb. Rorschieb pops a three left wing and hits. Logan Rorschieb with his first three. Bulldogs lead 6-3. 18 minutes to go, first half. Chase with a basketball for the Beavers on the left wing. Hands off to Bjorklund. Bjorklund down the right side of the lane, all the way to the basket, lays it up, side of the rim, no good. Ilikainen rebound for Duluth. He gets it off to Blair. Blair on the dribble on the right wing. Blair down to the baseline, all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. Ball tipped around, grabbed by Duluth. Outside to Entwistle for a three, back of the rim, no good. Another offensive rebound, put back up and in by Alex Ilikainen. 8-3 in favor of Duluth, 17-25 first half. Beavers with the basketball, Chase on the right wing. Chase hands off to Bjorklund. Bjorklund out of the top of the key to Thompson, left side Wagner. Wagner Back to Thompson. Thompson to Wagner, left wing. 10 to shoot. Wagner into the lane. Shot from 10 feet is good. A floater from Nick Wagner, his first two. Duluth leads 8-5, 17 minutes first half. Entwistle hands it to Meyer. Now back to Entwistle. Entwistle to Rorschach in the corner. Rorschach underneath Ilikainen. Ilikainen's been in there forever. No call. He puts it up and in. Ilikainen with four. And the Bulldogs lead 10-5. 16-35, first half. Top of the key, Bjorklund. Bjorklund into the lane. Back out to Thompson, top of the key. Right side, Bjorklund. Bjorklund back to Thompson, top of the key. He'll go ahead and shoot a three-pointer and hit Derek Thompson with his first three. Duluth leads 10-8, 16-15 first half. Entwistle brings it through the center circle for the Bulldogs and hands it to Meyer. Meyer back to Entwistle. Entwistle to Rorschach in the left corner. Now to Meyer on the left wing. Meyer into the lane, all the way to the basket. Passes to Ilikainen. He fights it up through the defense. No good. Rebound on the floor. Grabbed by Ilikainen. Over to Meyer. Meyer heads to the basket, and he dunks it with two hands. Brandon Meyer puts the Bulldogs up 12-8, 15-45. First half. Bjorklund on the baseline. He's cut off. Back out to Chase, left wing. Now to Bjorklund, left corner. Three in the air is good. Max Bjorklund. He's got three. And Duluth leads 12-11, 15-30. First half. Entwistle to Meyer. Meyer to Rorschach. Rorschach to Blair. Blair back to Rorschach. Top of the key. Right side. Entwistle for a three. Long off the back rim. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Ilikainen. Over to Bemidji State. 15-17 remaining first half. Duluth leads it 12-11. And a sub coming in for Duluth is Ethan Uso, 6'8 redshirt freshman from Virginia, Minnesota. And in for Bemidji State is the Jumpman Elite, Zach Baumgartner, 6'8 junior from Kewaunee, Wisconsin, replacing Derek Thompson. And Ilikainen sits down for Duluth. Chase on the right wing with a basketball. Left corner to Bader. Bader on the left block to Baumgartner. Baumgartner into the lane. Back out to Bjorklund in the left corner. Bjorklund heads into the lane. Back to Baumgartner. Baumgartner to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Tipped in the air and out of bounds. Last touch by Zach Baumgartner. And that will take us to our media timeout. 14:55 remaining first half. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score. Duluth 12, Bemidji State 11 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Lakes Market is adding new reasons for you to stop by. Get a Stitsworth punch card. Every $10 of Stitsworth product purchase gets a punch, and 10 punches gets you a $10 Lakes gift card. Look for the Waves Express Kitchen opening soon with fresh, hot, homemade food on the go. Breakfast sandwiches, Stitsworth burgers, and more. Store-wide loyalty program coming soon, too. Catch more details on Facebook and see for yourself at Lakes Market, 5 miles north of Bemidji on Irvine Avenue.
Life's better at Lakes Market. Life's better at Lakes.
Green Mill presents Really, Really Deep Thoughts with Paul and John.
John, Mom always said, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I say, when life gives you thick, juicy tomato sauce, real cheese, and piles of fresh ingredients, make a Green Mill deep dish style pizza and say, thanks, life.
Now that's some mouth-watering wisdom, Paul. Green Mill Deep Dish Pizza, inspiring deep thoughts for over 40 years.
Green Mill Pizza, Pasta, Beer and Wings,
and legendary Deep Dish Pizza.
We'll see you at the mill.
.14:55 remaining first half. Duluth leads 12-11. Our live stats are not functioning at the moment. Hopefully they will be soon. So all we can tell you for sure is Duluth is ahead 12-11. Hunter Playman, 6'1 sophomore, has checked in for Duluth. He's out there with Meyer, Uso, Rorschach with the basketball, and Jack Middleton in the game, a 6'1 freshman from Edina. Pass on the left side to Rorschach. Rorschach, top of the key to Playman. Playman, 7 to shoot. Playman down the right side of the lane. Passes into the corner. It's knocked away and out of bounds by Griffin Chase. Two on the shot clock. 14:27 on the game clock. And Playman will inbound the basketball to the left of the Bulldogs basket. Playman tries to float it in. There's no one there. Rorschach grabs it, puts up a shot, misses everything, and Baumgartner with a rebound from Bemidji State. Hey, and suddenly there are live stats. How exciting. Wagner on the left wing. Three-pointer back of the rim. No good. Baumgartner high for the rebound on the offensive end. Gets it to Bader. Bader on the right side to Bjorklund. Bjorklund down the baseline to the basket. Lays it up. Too strong. A rebound Uso for Duluth. He outlets to Rorschach. Rorschach to Meyer. Back to Rorschach on the right wing. Rorschach into the free throw circle from 18. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound Bader for Bemidji State. Nick Wagner will dribble across the timeline. Left side for the Beavers. 13:40 to go first half. Duluth still leads 12-11. Top of the key, Bader. Three-pointer in the air. Back of the rim, no good. Baumgartner tips the ball out, and Bader grabs it. Nice play by Zach. He's got the ball out of there. It was one on three, and he found a way to get it past everybody. Bjorklund on the right wing with a basketball, 10 to shoot. Passes inside to Baumgartner. It's too hot, and it's stolen away by Playman. Playman with the basketball, top of the key, drives down the right side of the lane. His shot no good. Uso with an offensive rebound. Tips it back up and in. Duluth up 14-11, 12:55 first half. Chase on the right wing, hands off to Wagner. Wagner around the screen, back to the top of the key. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Meyer. Meyer against Bader all the way to the basket, and Bader commits the foul. First on Logan Bader, first on Bemidji State as a team. Now we'll send Meyer to the line for two free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by Ray's Sport and Marine, featuring Lund Boats, Crestliner, Bennington, and Misty Harbor Pontoons. And by Higgins Heating, regardless of the season or the temperature outside, Higgins Heating can make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable. Free throw good. It's 15-11 now in favor of Duluth. Illikainen back in. Blair back in for Duluth. And Derek Thompson checks back in for Bemidji State, replacing Nick Wagner. So shorthanded, this is about as big as Bemidji. Pass knocked away and out of bounds. As I was trying to say, with their shorthanded lineup, this is about as big as Bemidji State can get, with Thompson, Bader, and Baumgartner on the floor at the same time, with Bjorklund and Chase. Meyer knocks the ball away and is able to toss it off of Bader, and it'll go over to Duluth. Meyer to the basket, his shot no good. Rebound to Derek Thompson for Bemidji State. Sorry about my cold, folks, doing the best I can. Chase with the basketball on the right wing for the Beavers. Out of Baumgartner. Baumgartner, top of the key, Bader. Three in the air is good. Logan Bader. He's got six, and it's 16-14 in favor of Duluth. Meyer top of the key, three-pointer of his own. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound Thompson for the Beavers. Chase across the timeline right side for Bemidji State. Now in the center circle. Top of the key, Thompson. Right side, Bjorklund. Fakes a three, now dribbles. 10 to shoot. Thompson top of the key, left side, Chase. Chase to Baumgartner at the left elbow. Back to Chase for a three-pointer. Is good. Griffin Chase. He's got six. And the Beavers take a lead. 17-16 with 11:05 first half remaining. Playman on the left wing with the basketball for Duluth. Kicks it out right side for a three-pointer from Drew Blair. No good. Ilikainen an offensive rebound, and shot is blocked, but a whistle and a foul on Bemidji State. Derek Thompson whacked him in the side of the head, and that'll send Ilikainen to the line for two shots. Beaver basketball brought to you by Higgins Heating. Regardless of the season or the temperature outside, Higgins Heating can make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable. And by Undertale Power Company, visit otpco.com for the home energy analyzer tool, which is designed to help you save energy and money. Nick Wagner back in for Bemidji State, and Max Bjorklund out, so Bemidji State stays big. Ilikainen, another free throw, line to the right, is up and good. And for the first time tonight, Charles Gorse, a 6'6 freshman from Cottage Grove, on the floor for Duluth. Chase with a basketball, hands off to Wagner. Wagner dribbles near the center circle. Round to pick from Baumgartner. He's double teamed. Passes it to Bader, right wing. Bader down to the baseline, all the way to the basket. Shot too strong. Rebound to Gorse for Duluth. He hands it off to Playman. Playman quickly ahead to Blair. Blair down the left side of the lane. Leans into Bader. No call, but the basket goes in. And Duluth leads 20-17 with 10:15 to go. Chase near the center circle with a basketball against Playman. Chase into the lane, all the way to the basket. Scoop shot, side of the rim, no good. Baumgartner tries to get the offensive rebound, but can't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. Another substitution for Duluth. Entwistle in for Playman. And Max Bjorklund back off the bench for Bemidji State to replace Logan Bader. So we've got Gores, Entwistle, Blair, Ilikainen, and Middleton for Duluth. Chase, Thompson, Bjorklund, Baumgartner, and Wagner for Bemidji State. Blair on the left wing with a basketball. Long cross-court pass to Entwistle. Entwistle on the right block to Ilikainen. Ilikainen turns around, puts up a shot, in and out, no good. Zach Baumgartner with a rebound for Bemidji State. Chase with a basketball, left wing, hands off to Wagner. Wagner into the right elbow, back out to Bjorklund. Bjorklund to the basket, shot no good, whistle and a foul, and Bjorklund hits the floor hard. He got hit a couple of times on that one. Let's see who they pick. They will pick Jack Middleton. Free throws for Max Bjorklund when we come back. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score. 9:26 to go, first half. Duluth 20, Beaver 17 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Brandon here with Ray's Sport Marine of Bemidji, your official Articat dealer. Are you ready to get your Articat snowmobile, ATV, or side-by-side ready for the winter? Here at Ray's of Bemidji, we have a knowledgeable parts and service staff ready to assist you, as well as certified technicians for all of your service needs. More of a do-it-yourself type? We have all the oil change kits and parts you need to get the job done. With extremely competitive pricing, we are ready to help you with all your Articat needs. So give us a call or stop on in at Ray's Sport Marine of Bemidji, located 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71.
Hey fans, this is Coach Sertoria of the Beavers with a quick message for my friends at City Auto Glass. If you've had some bad luck and find yourself needing to have your windshield or other auto glass repaired or replaced, get a hold of City Auto Glass. They are the experts when it comes to safe and proper installation of auto glass. City is a Minnesota company, not some big national chain. Their employees live and work here in our home state, and with free mobile service, they come right to you, home or work. Thanks for listening.
Your safety, our business. City Auto Glass at cityautoglass.com.
.26 to go, first half. Ray Sport and Marine Mobile Broadcast Booth inside Romano Gymnasium. Duluth leads 20-17. Beaver 6 of 15 from the field so far, but hanging in there. Duluth 7 of 18. Beavers, though, 5 of 8 beyond the arc. That's why they're still in the game. 1 of 7 inside the arc. Max Bjorklund, free throw line to the left for free throws, two of them. First one is good. Beaver basketball brought to you by DS Beverages, distributing a multitude of craft and import beer, plus domestics like Bud and Bud Light. And by Cenex, propane, refined fuels, the country store, Cenex C-Store, and A&W. Second free throw for Bjorklund is also good. Max now with five. Duluth's lead is 20-19. Full quarter, well, three-quarter court pressure for Bemidji State. And Entwistle brings it across the timeline left side. Entwistle, long cross-court pass to Rorschach. Rorschach in the corner to Blair. Blair down the baseline. Steps back. Shot no good. Rebound fought for by Thompson and Baumgartner. And Thompson comes away with it and passes to Chase for Bemidji State. Wagner on the right wing with a basketball. Still on the dribble. Top of the key, Baumgartner. Baumgartner looks inside for Thompson. Ball's knocked away and saved by Entwistle, but back to Bjorklund for a three. Who scores? Max Bjorklund with eight. Beavers back in front, 22-20, 8:35 first half. Weave at the top of the key for Duluth. Blair with a basketball now. Now to the left elbow. Passes back to Entwistle. Entwistle top of the key to Rorschach. Right wing for a three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound. Bjorklund for Bemidji State. Both teams now with 11 rebounds. Beavers ahead by two, 22-20 with a basketball. 8:05 first half. Wagner near the center circle. Top of the key, he'll shoot a three-pointer. Hits the backboard, nothing else. But Zach Baumgartner for the rebound. Ball's knocked away from him, and Blair has it for Duluth. Blair against Wagner. And I think we're going to have a goaltend. There was a foul. And Blair got the ball up on the glass, and Max Bjorklund took it off of the glass. And so that will be 2 points for Blair to tie us at 22, and he'll be at the line looking for a three-point play. Beaver basketball brought to you by Lukens Village Foods, your hometown employee-owned store, now with online ordering. Free throw is good for Blair. He's now got 5 points. And Luth is back in front, 23-22. Pass floated inside to Baumgartner. He goes up one on two. Ball pops out. Couldn't get it to go in, and officials will say Baumgartner was the last to touch it. So the ball goes over to Duluth. Bulldogs lead 23-22, 7:35 to go first half. Left side to Rorschach. Rorschach top of the key to Entwistle. Entwistle still with a basketball down to Ilikainen on the right block. Ilikainen spins toward the basket, has it knocked away, but he gets it back. Now top of the key, Entwistle, 10 to shoot. Rorschach starts to make a move to the basket, and he's called for a travel. First turnover of the game on Duluth. Four for Bemidji State so far. Bulldogs up 23-22, 7-10 first half. Thompson top of the key, left side Bader. Now to Bjorklund. Bjorklund on the left wing with a basketball. Top of the key, Bader. Right side, Chase. 10 to shoot. Bader will pop a three-pointer right wing. In and out, no good. Blair with a rebound for Duluth. Blair, top of the key with a basketball. He'll shoot a three-pointer and hit. Drew Blair now with eight. And the Bulldogs lead 26-22, 6:35 first half. Chase, top of the key, hands off to Bjorklund. Bjorklund now near the center circle on the dribble. Around a pick from Baumgartner, floats it inside to Baumgartner, back out to Bader for a three, right corner, side of the rim, no good. Rebound to Entwistle for Duluth. Trevor Entwistle with the basketball, top of the key, hands off to Blair. Blair dribbles toward the left wing. Guarded by Bjorklund. Blair now to Ilikainen. Back to Blair. Outside for Meyer for three. In and out, no good. Rebound to Thompson from Bemidji State. Bjorklund with the basketball through the center circle to the left elbow to Baumgartner. Top of the key, Thompson. Right side, Bjorklund. Top of the key, Chase. Chase spins into the lane, has it knocked away, but he gets it back. Knocked away again, and Ilikainen grabs it for Duluth. Passes ahead to Entwistle, who gives it to Blair for a long three-pointer, and it's good. Drew Blair puts Duluth up 29-22. 5:20 to go, first half. Chase on the right wing for Bemidji State. Hands off to Baumgartner, now to Thompson, left side Bjorklund. Bjorklund around the defense, all the way to the basket, no good, but a whistle and a foul on the Bulldogs. Meyer picks up his first, second on the team, and Bjorklund at the line for two free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by Knife River Materials. From highways to driveways, Knife River gets the job done. First free throw from Bjorklund is no good. And by Pepsi Nye Bottling. Nye Bottling has always taken great pride in the partnership with community events throughout the area. Wagner back in for Bemidji State. For Baumgartner. And for the first time tonight, Yellum Oljai, a 6'8 senior transfer from Western Carolina, on the floor for Duluth. Bjorklund free throw left side is up and good. Max now with 9, and Duluth leads 29-23, 5:05 to go, first half. Meyer in the backcourt across the timeline, left side. And now passes to Entwistle between the circles. Entwistle on the left wing, top of the key, Meyer. Ball gets away, but Meyer chases it down. 10 to shoot. Meyer runs into Bader, no call. Meyer in the lane, shot over Bader, front of the rim, no good. Chase with a rebound for Bemidji State. Yeah, Meyer tried the Harrison Cleary, I'm going to move my head and get a foul call. He just didn't get the foul call. Top of the key, Wagner for Bemidji State. Right corner to Chase. Chase, top of the key, Bader. Left side, Bjorklund. 10 on the shot clock. Bjorklund down the lane, kicks it out right corner. Three-pointer from Chase is good. Griffin Chase with 9. And the Beavers are back within 3, 29-26 with 4:05 to go, first half. Entwistle dribbles between the circles. Passes left side to Meyer. Meyer into the lane, all the way to the basket. Puts it up, no good, but a whistle and a foul on Derek Thompson. And we'll have free throws when we come back. 3:56 remaining first half. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score. Duluth 29, Bemidji State 26 on the Beaver Radio Network.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wow. Did you see that new Chevy? Hi, Dan the Chevy Man here at Donlinger GM in Bemidji. The 2020s are here, and we invite you to come in and experience the Donlinger difference. Our value pricing, great selection, and super service. We again would like to say thanks to all our great customers. Donlinger GM, serving and supporting the Bemidji area for over 45 years. Find us online at DonlingerBemidji.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Donlinger GM of Bemidji.
.56 remaining first half. Duluth leading 29-26. A pair of free throws coming for Brandon Meyer for Duluth. Free throw for Meyer is good. Second free throw is also good for Meyer. Meyer now with 9, and it's 31-26 in favor of Duluth. 3:50, first half. Bjorklund with the basketball on the right wing. Top of the key, Bader. Bader left side to Chase. Chase to Baumgartner back in the game on the left block. Baumgartner has it knocked away and stolen by Meyer. Meyer passes ahead to Blair. Blair will shoot a three-pointer, and it's good. Drew Blair now with 11, and it's 34-26 in favor of Duluth, 3:20 first half. Beavers need to get some points up here and stop turning the ball over. Wagner on the right wing, top of the key, Bader. Bader into the lane, floats it from 10, back of the rim, no good. Ball tipped out and grabbed by Chase. From Bemidji State to Bjorklund. Bjorklund right side, Bader now in the right corner to Nick Wagner. Three is in and out, no good. Bjorklund had the offensive rebound. It was knocked away by Rorschib. And Entwistle has the basketball for Duluth. To Blair, top of the key. Blair around a screen. Right corner to Rorschib. Rorschib dribbles out. Passes to Meyer on the left wing. Entwistle between the circles. 10 on the shot clock. And we've got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. And that's something Bemidji State's been good at avoiding with this short bench. Logan Bader picks up his second. And that's going to get Caden Hart off the bench for Bemidji State. And Caden Hart's going to need to play this last 2:37 of the first half and play well. So Bader does not have to come in and risk that third foul. Inbounds pass to Blair. Blair shoots a three-pointer. In and out, no good. Baumgartner rebound, Bemidji State. Chase across the timeline, left side. Now to Baumgartner, top of the key. Baumgartner to Hart. Hart right side to Bjorklund. Bjorklund into the lane, kicks it out left corner to Chase. Top of the key, Wagner. 10 on the shot clock. Hart, top of the key, will shoot a three-pointer and hit. Caden Hart. They're going to say his foot was on the line. No, it was a three-pointer. It's 34-29, 1:55 to go first half. Meyer, top of the key, free throw line, shoots from 15 and scores. Brandon Meyer now with 11. And it is 36-29 in favor of Duluth. Bjorklund, a three-pointer left wing, in and out, no good. Hart, an offensive rebound, back to Chase. Chase to Wagner. Wagner has it knocked away. Entwistle tries to pick up the basketball, and Hart takes him to the floor. And then we got a whistle and a timeout, I believe. A 30-second timeout taken by Duluth. 1:30 remaining first half, 36-29 in favor of the Bulldogs. Coming up, the Pepsi halftime show. Head coach Chelsea DeVille should join us to talk about the women's game tonight. And we're going to find out right now if she's available. On the Pepsi halftime show, we'll have some stats, maybe some scores from around the Northern Sun. It's all coming up in 1:30 of playing time. Beaver basketball brought to you by Choice Therapy. Your life, your health. Choose Choice Therapy. Saw former Bemidji State player Alan Anderson here watching tonight's game. And good to see Alan. Nice guy. He decided to transfer from Bemidji and play elsewhere. Duluth with the basketball now. Meyer on the left side of the lane. Spins into the lane. Kicks it out right side. Rorschib. Three is good. All right. Danger time here for Bemidji State. It's a 10-point difference. 39-29. 1:05 to go in the half. Top of the key, Hart. Left side to Bjorklund. Bjorklund to Wagner on the right wing. 1 minute to go. Wagner around the screen. Ball's knocked away. He grabs it, and then he is grabbed by Logan Rorschib. And in the melee, Drew Blair looks like he may have twisted his ankle. That's the first on Rorschib, third on the team. So Bemidji State will inbound. 20 on the shot clock, 55 on the game clock. Chase with the basketball. Blair looks like he's trying to shake it off, but he's still grabbing his right leg. Bjorklund with the basketball against Blair. Bjorklund all the way down the baseline, under the basket. Top of the key to Hart. Seven to shoot. Bjorklund left wing. Five to shoot. Bjorklund into the lane. Has it knocked away out of bounds. And last touch by Baumgartner. It wouldn't have mattered. There was 1 second on the shot clock anyway. Turns over to Duluth. Eight turnovers now on Bemidji State to only one for the Bulldogs. About 5 seconds difference between the game clock and the shot clock. As Duluth inbounds the basketball, leading by 10. Entwistle on the left wing. Will dribble. And Bemidji State isn't exactly in a hurry to come get him. Now the offense starts with 10 on the shot clock. Rorschach left wing. Ball's knocked away by Bjorklund. Rorschach goes back to get it. Four on the shot clock. Rorschach loses it again out of bounds. But officials will say touched by Caden Hart. Two on the shot clock. 7.4 on the game clock. So Duluth with 2 seconds to shoot. And will inbound in front of the Bemidji State bench. Inbounds pass, looking for Meyer. He grabs it, throws it up, no good. Rebound to Caden Hart. 5 seconds to go. Gets it to Wagner. Wagner launches from half court. In and out, no good. And it is halftime. We have played 20 minutes. Your DS Beverages Bud Light halftime score is Duluth 39, Bemidji State 29. Pepsi halftime show next on the Beaver Radio Network.